Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Kay Malmquist, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Everyone, to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Malmquist.
Kay, I am so excited about today's guest. What an extraordinary person this person is. When she graciously consented to being our guest, I tell you, I was just so happy and thrilled. And so I'm really looking forward to today's interview.
I agree with you. I think this is going to be an interesting interview, and people are going to be absolutely fascinated with what they hear. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah, you bet. All right, so let's bring on our special guest. Welcome, Brenda Whitlock, to Meet the People of MCB.
Hi, Chip and Kay. That was an incredible introduction. So I don't know if I can live up to that, but we'll try, and we always have a lot of fun together. And you guys are great. And I love MCB. I love the support that you all give to each other, as well as the community, and to Missouri Assistive Technology, where I've worked for 21 years. And I started, of course, at like age 13. So,
Brenda, you've been with Missouri Assistive Technology for so long. You're really a foundation there. And and as you mentioned, you're not a member of MCB, but you are definitely a longtime friend of MCB. And we just appreciate you and what you do so much.
Thank you. And vice versa.
Yeah. And, you know, we like the relationship that MCB has been able to establish with Missouri Assistive Technology, because you guys have so many wonderful programs and things going on, and just the connection there is just so valuable.
Yes, I totally agree. And, you know, we have from our collaborators from other states or federal programs like the ICANN Connect, they are always amazed at the community here in Missouri and the different connections and collaborations. So people outside of Missouri recognize that as well. So kudos to you guys.
You bet. Well, Brenda, we know that you are the coordinator for the TAP for Internet program, along with what you just mentioned about the ICANN Connect program. And yes, our main focus today will be talking about Power Up. But before we get into those different things, we were talking before we began the recording today about some of your health issues. Would you like to share with our listeners some of the kind of things that's been going on with you this past year or so?
Yeah, sure. So I know several of you have contacted me, you know, when I was out last year for several months and then kind of gradually getting back. And so a year ago, October, one morning I woke up and was suddenly extremely ill and on the ground and passing out, and at the same time had sudden hearing loss in my left ear. And so, to make a long story short, as I got better, for quite a while I couldn't read text, I couldn't look at the computer, it hurt my eyes. And I also had ongoing nystagmus, which means that I couldn't focus on words very well. So even though my eyes show up as normal, my vision, when I have vision tests, show up as normal, I couldn't read normal text. So I actually function kind of as a low vision individual, even though I am not technically low vision, and it varies each day. So I do use large print, And I do a lot of electronic print. I do a lot of ebooks and listen to the audio. And I use Speak Selection on my iPhone to read books. I use a lot of the accessibility issues. So I turn Zoom on and off, and I have a large screen at work and all different types of things, because obviously working here, I love technology. So yes. Yeah, so that was also helpful on the total hearing loss in one ear. Last October, I got a cochlear implant, so a little less than 3 months ago. So that's really cool. And that adds a whole nother dimension. I'm still training it, but I am able to, I don't understand all words in that ear, but I am able to stream directly from my iPhone to the cochlear, which is really cool with mm-hmm, the push of a mm-hmm. button.
mm-hmm, so
yeah. So I'm learning a lot there and understanding a little bit more, and going from mono hearing to stereo hearing, I can at least tell what direction things are coming from. And I couldn't tell that before. So yeah, all different types of things. I could talk forever on that, but if anyone has questions on that, and again, it's a little different because it's just one ear cochlear, but anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. And it's helped me to understand a lot more about the technology and some of the things that people don't talk about, you know, when they get things like that. So
yeah. Well, thank you.
Feel free anytime to ask questions. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Brenda. We really appreciate it. And so how has that, you mentioned about the technology side of it, but how has that maybe changed your life? I'm sure initially there was probably some pretty scary, frightening moments. And so share with us a little bit how you were able to adjust to all that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things, because in the beginning, I didn't know if I was going to lose hearing in both ears. And of course, there's that fear factor. Mm-hmm. And I had support of friends and family. And I will say, because I believe I have faith in God, that helped me a lot when I felt I had those feelings of, oh gosh, I can't do anything anymore. And then I realized, wow, you know, I can. There is technology to help me. There is support from friends. I learned how to, like everyone knows, I learned how to get rides. I learned about the transportation system. And even though there isn't any in my area, I learned, you know, what the different options were for different days and doctor's appointments. So I think all of that, when you look at your resources and you have to look at your resources, I think that that is really helpful, and it helps you to understand what individuals have to do when you're dealing with anything like that.
Yeah. Well, before I turn it over to Kay and get into talking about the TAP for Internet and the ICANN Connect program, you mentioned your family. Take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about your family.
Sure. So I have two daughters that are both married and have little tiny toddlers. So I have two three-year-old grandchildren, a grandson and a granddaughter. And it's really fun that they're close in age and that they're within an hour of me. So they are just a blast, and they keep you young, and they move much faster than me. So I watch them just run in circles, you know, around me. And so, yeah, that's a lot of fun because they make you laugh. And when you are sick, they also make you laugh. So that was a good support system. And you can't help but smile when someone says your name or gives you a big hug. So.
Yeah. Now, which daughter is it that lives down in Arkansas?
So she, my youngest daughter, but she just recently moved up to the Odessa, which is
oh, okay,
where
yeah.
I live. My husband and I live. Yeah. So that was wonderful. And she's a great help. And her daughter has the cutest little voice. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I knew you would make several trips sometimes down to Arkansas. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I like Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah. And your husband's name?
As Marcus.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Kay, I know you're just chomping at the bits to ask Brenda some questions.
I've always got ideas. You know, it was really interesting about your cochlear. I know people that have them, and after they get them trained and, you know, so that their brain understands what's going on, they absolutely mm-hmm. love them, and there's no doubt. And then you talked about having your iPhone connected to your cochlear. I wear hearing aids, and I have my iPhone Bluetooth to my hearing aids, and I absolutely yes. love that, because first of all, you're not bothering anybody and you're just doing your own thing, and yes. and yet you can hear what's going on around you. But you know, I do love that feature. It is awesome.
Yes, it is.
So you know, you're talking about you work for Missouri Assistive Technology, and you've been there since you were 13. At least that's what you said.
That's right.
So I probably shouldn't get back into this because I'm going to have to get into babysitting. But what led you to this? And I mean, if you want to, do you want to tell us kind of what your work history was before that?
Sure. Yeah. So I had done a little bit of several different things. My husband actually, straight from college, started working with an agency that works with individuals with developmental disabilities. And so I was looking for a job at the time and just part-time helped the agency where he worked, which is no longer in existence, but it was called Special Neighbors. And so I really enjoyed it. It was just there a short time, and then worked for the Epilepsy Foundation, and then worked for what is now called Job One. So the Epilepsy Foundation, it was kind of doing job development, and then Job One, it was supported employment. And I also did some residential, helping individuals in a residential group home also. So that's where I knew that I liked the area. And then I worked for a Senate Bill 40 board as well in Jackson County, now called ETOS. So I just kind of did a short stint at those places, and then had the opportunity at Missouri Assistive Technology. I actually started with just doing Power Up. And then when Rosalie, I'm sure probably many of you remember
yes.
her.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah, she was a gem, and we worked together here at Missouri Assistive Technology until she retired. And so when she retired, then I took on the TAP Internet program, and then took on ICANN Connect when that grant started back in 2013.
Okay, that's interesting. I just wondered how you evolved into that, because
yeah,
it's a different field. You know, I mean, it's not your basic. You know, it's just about working with people and how to help them and everything else. And believe me, it's appreciated. Maybe you can, but so many people talk about, oh, I got that from, you know, it's a definite assistance to Missourians. I know that. Well, so that having been said, I wondered, You talked about your family and who lives around you, and that's great. Do you have, you're going to have to, I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Okay.
He'll come back. Chip, you want to take over
Yeah. So Brenda, in talking about the TAP for Internet and the ICANN Connect program, do you recall when the TAP for Internet actually got started? I remember working with you and Rosalie and myself, and I think Sheila too, you know, was a part of that, you know, and everything. And so, you know, we developed all those different guidelines and all that.
Yes.
When did it actually get started? Do you recall?
Yes. So actually the reason that I was hired was to take Rosalie's place doing the Power Up conference and expo and the training pieces, because she was going to start on the TAP internet program that was new in 2001. So So she had taken that over. And so then they needed to fill her spot. So I kind of followed in her shoes in a couple of different positions. So, and you're right that if it weren't for, you know, UCHIP and Sheila and Diane Golden was the director at that time, putting together all of those regs and getting that passed through the Missouri legislature, that was really wonderful because Missouri still is the only one that has that TAP internet program of all the different states and AT programs.
Yeah.
So some of them might have other grants for JAWS software or something, but Missouri is the only one that provides all of the adaptive equipment and software for individuals who qualify. So that's pretty exciting. I really enjoy, you know, running a program that is unique like that. It's a lot of fun.
But you have probably heard, we know a lot of people that have moved to Missouri just because of the programs that Missouri Assistive Technology provides. I think that's absolutely wonderful. Of course, a lot of them moved to Missouri because of the blind pension.
That's what I was going to say. I think those two things together really make Missouri a wonderful, favorable place for individuals.
Yeah. Oh, you bet. And so when did the ICANN Connect program then get started?
So that was in 2013, and of course, that first year was really about establishing policies and procedures. You know, nobody had ever done this. It was a brand new program. And so we set everything up. There were a few people that received equipment that first year, but mostly it was just figuring out how we were going to run this program and what the FCC required. And I should have gotten the total amount over all the years, but each year we serve anywhere from like 44 individuals to about 68, I believe is the most we've served in 1 year. And with the amount of money, it's not a whole lot. It's just about $170,000. And you divide that by those individuals, and I'll get that number for you, but it's less than the cost of a Braille note taker. So in the different devices that individuals can get, it's so individualized. It depends on if the person is more operates as an individual who's blind, or do they really operate more as an individual who's deaf, and then those two combined, the two vision and hearing loss has a whole other set of issues, as you're aware. So it really depends on how they're operating and what works the best for them. And then, of course, we provide training. But individuals can get an iPhone or an iPad or a computer, and the software that goes on it, whatever works for them, whether it's JAWS, Zoom Text, those different devices, alternative keyboards, the neck loops. Some of those aren't quite as important because, as Kay said, a lot of the new hearing aids and cochlears can direct stream to iPhones, but not all of them. So some of those neck loops, alerting devices, like the alarm that also connects to your phone to help you wake up, and reminders let you know when phone calls come in. So different things like that.
Cool. Absolutely awesome. Now, I understand that now you start offering the blind shell.
Yes. So we have had on the ICANN Connect program, we have had the blind shell on there for a couple of years. The TAP wireless program that Stacy coordinates, it was just added to the TAP wireless program the 1st of December. So that's great that both of the programs now have that. And that is not for everyone, but it is great for someone who wants those tactile buttons and the basic operation of their phone. Because we all know that for some people, the iPhone is just it's just too much. It's over the top. It's too confusing. And it's just not what they need. So the blind shell is perfect for individuals who don't want a lot of extra stuff, but they want to be able to text. They want to be able to email. They want some basic apps. And blind shell is adding a few apps, you know, like the IRA, different things that individuals can access from it. And we have the just newly spoke with Chip about this, but we now have the TAVM group. It will be able to, in the near future, provide some training on the blind shell. So yes. I hope that was okay to say.
Yes,
Chip.
Yes. Yeah, you bet. That's right. Yeah. And then also BARD has just been recently added to the blind shell. So that makes it really exciting. Yeah. So before we get into talking about Power Up, and I'm going to turn it back over to Kay if she's remembered her question. So basically, the two differences between TAP for Internet and ICANN Connect program, what would you say basically is the differences between the two programs?
So the eligibility is really the big difference. And that's kind of that way with all of our programs. So for the TAP for Internet program, that would be anyone who has any type of disability or vision loss that they are not able to access the traditional computer with just traditional, you know, what you typically comes with a computer. So someone who needs adaptive equipment, that might be the JAWS software, that might be Zoom Text, that might be an adaptive keyboard or something to that effect. So, and so that would be someone who just has vision loss or someone who has a physical access issue, but not vision and hearing loss. So what separates ICANN Connect is it's for someone who has both the combined vision and hearing loss. And another distinction, so that number one distinction is the disability or the barrier. And the number two distinction is the income is slightly different. So on TAP Internet, your income max is $60,000 for two individuals, one or two individuals in the household, and then it goes up by $5,000 for each additional individual. So ICANN Connect is based on federal 400% of the poverty level set by the feds. So that changes every year. It's currently right around, I shouldn't have that out. It's currently right around 52,000, I believe, for one individual. And then it goes up from there. So, but again, it changes every year.
Yeah.
And that is household income. Mm-hmm. So for one person, the household income is higher on TAP-I than it is on ICANN Connect. But for two people, the household income is higher on ICANN Connect than TAP-I. So not to be confusing, but it is a little confusing. But if you just remember, the main thing is ICANN Connect is for individuals with combined hearing and vision loss. And TAP Internet is for adaptive equipment for someone with any type of disability or barrier.
Okay. Well, Brenda, as I mentioned at the onset of the interview, you are the coordinator for both TAP for Internet and the ICANN Connect program. Now, Stacy Brady coordinates the wireless and TAP for telephone. Is that correct?
Yes, that is exactly correct. And so the blind shell that we were talking about earlier, that is now on the TAP telephone program.
Yeah.
And in order to get that, one has to have a demo of some sort. So we always send people to, we work with the independent living centers so they can go there, or if they're close to our office in Blue Springs, Missouri, and get a demonstration. And then the TAP wireless program is a very involved application, and that's just due to the requirements and the funding and the fact that people are applying for a really pricey iPhone or iPad or something similar. Mm-hmm. And a big difference between Tap Wireless and iCan Connect, of course, is the disability, but also Tap Wireless program does not, I repeat, does not provide training because we use all those funds for equipment for individuals. Yep. The iCan Connect program does provide training. So on the equipment that we purchase. Yep. So that's a really big distinction. So if someone comes up to you and they say, hey, well, I got training on my iPad and the other person says, well, I didn't. Why didn't I get training? So the difference would be one person has both hearing and vision loss and one person has just the hearing or vision loss. And so hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you bet. Yeah. Thanks so much for that clarification. And just for folks who may not know, we've been using the word TAP, which stands for Telecommunications Access Program. So yeah. Okay. Well, Kay, did you remember your question?
I did not, but you actually made me think of something else. And so that was my question is how does a person actually know the differences between these programs? And so let's say somebody really didn't get what you just said. And if they didn't, I don't blame them. Okay. So, I mean, it wasn't. So can they call your number and just find out which application do I need to fill out? You know, I'm thinking about, I'd like to apply for this. And here's my situation. I mean, can they find that out via, you know, talking to somebody on your phone number to see what direction they need to go?
That is a great question, Kay. Thank you for asking that. So yes, there are two ways. If someone uses the internet, our website has all of the eligibility information as the very first thing under each program. So that helps clarify things. And that website is, you guys have it memorized, at.mo.gov. So AT for assistive technology, .mo for Missouri, .gov, G-O-V. So on our website is all that information. But yes, you are welcome to give us a call. And Felicia is typically the person you'll talk to. So if you tell her just the basics, then she will let you know what application, and we can either email it to you or we can send a hard copy. So whatever works for you. And the Tap Wireless application is actually online, as well as a copy that you can download for Tap Internet and iCan Connect. Those are online. Tap Telephone application is not online.
Oh, okay. Okay. I had to laugh when you were saying at.mo.gov. Yes. All I could think of was the convention, and everybody has to say that right along with you.
That's right.
Yep. So, and it was funny. I remembered it just because of that. So, that's good to know. I mean, it really is. Because people with various different programs, people get confused. And, you know, if they, like you said, website, that's great. As far as I'm concerned, I can hop on there and say, oh, okay.
Well, but, and sometimes you have a question at midnight and, you know, we are not going to answer the phone at midnight. so that way, anytime you can look the information up. But yes, we are happy to answer any questions.
Well, good deal. Chip, I'm actually interested to hear about power up and things like that. So if you want to, I'm letting Chip really run this one because he's been involved with Missouri Assistive Technology. And, you know, he knows more than I do. And this is kind of a fun interview for me because I can actually learn more. So Chip, if you want to run with it, I'm not trying to put it all in your lap, but you're doing a great job, and I think you can handle it better than I can. So,
all right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Kate.
And don't write that down, people. I don't want anybody to know that I actually said something nice to Chip.
Well, it's on the recording, so that's what matters. But my association with Missouri Assistive Technology goes back probably somewhere around, I want to say maybe the mid-1990s. And so we're going to get into talking about Power Up. And I think I have gone to every single one going back to like 1998 or whenever it first actually got started. So let's talk about this year's Power Up.
Sure.
Brenda, tell us the location, details, dates, speakers, all of it.
Yeah. And I could go on and on. So you just stop me whenever you want me to stop. Yeah. Power Up is, it's always exciting. And we have, it's April 3rd and 4th. And that's still your Monday, Tuesday. And it's at the Holiday Inn Executive Center in Columbia. And so we're back to that larger location. If you guys, any of you came last year, we had it at the Adams Point Conference Center here near our office because we thought there would be fewer people that would want to attend. And that was not the case.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So it was very full. And so we're going back to Columbia. We're really excited about that. And so we have plenty of room. And we have 48 sessions already that are set. And we're doing it, we're numbering them a little bit different this time. We wanted people to know kind of the area that the session was in, whether it's education or employment. And sensory is what we're calling the strand that sessions for individuals who are blind or about vision technology is in, because that will include vision and hearing both. And so you want to look for sessions that are sensory and that might have the abbreviation of S-E-N-S. But there are also, you know, there are ones that kind of cross over. So we've got sessions for community living and maker sessions. We have the color-coded chef doing a make the meals session. And so that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. One on accessible voting. And that's under the policy and procedure section strand, but obviously that's a big issue for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we have one on smart home devices, on employment and technology, one that Brett Wilhelm and Ann Murphy are doing on, hey, Apple, I can't hear or see well, help. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. And we have one, Stacy and I are going to do one on the different programs to hopefully make sense of the differences that you guys acknowledge. It's a little confusing for people. So we're going to do a session on that. There'll be a session, a couple of sessions on 3D printing. I know Missouri School for the Blind does a lot of that. They aren't doing the session, but 3D printing. There's a couple of education sessions on the Braille math editor. That ought to be really interesting. And let's see, what else do we have here? We've got some on medication adherence, AT and health. There are some on remote supports, accessibility features across platforms, AT for mental health. That one should be really good. David's done a lot of research on that. And the Missouri Archives, Wolfner is doing one on making the Missouri Archives accessible. There is one on this is more of a technical session, an ICT, which is information communication technology, what some of us used to call web access. It's a blind perspective of screen reader testing by a sighted person. That session is actually by an individual who is blind, and their recommendations for individuals who are doing testing on sites, you know, evaluating sites for JAWS and NVDA access. So that will be really good. And there is one on digital accessibility, on AT for note taking, a new one we haven't ever had before, one on the dementia community in AT. If you all have any family members are dealing with that, that's a really difficult subject, and she'll have some, a lot of suggestions and proven methods and things she's dealt with. Self-advocacy through self-determination session, adaptive gaming session. I believe they're focusing on physical access issues on that one. And gosh, the several augmentative alternative communication sessions. And one session that is a little controversial and that will be very interesting and good is less restrictive environments alternatives. I apologize. Less restrictive alternatives, AT, and alternatives to guardianship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's one on the SAM, the real SAM Pocket. That's the voice operated smartphone. And it's also good for individuals with low vision, even though the target market is physical access issues. It's also low vision. Everything is large and simple and easy to use. It does have some limited features, again, like the Blind Shell Classic 2, but it's perfect for what it's used for, and individuals really like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a basic overview. I don't think I covered every session, but let me tell you about our kind of our guest speakers. I'm really excited to have Sam Seavey of the Blind Life, the YouTube channel. Do any of you guys watch that? Listen to that?
I've
heard it, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't actually listened to it.
Yeah.
So Sam is, he's blind. He's a cane user and he uses white cane, and he is really interesting. And his channel is one of the most popular ones on YouTube, actually. And vendors, manufacturers will send him equipment to try out, and he'll give a really good synopsis of what works great on it, what doesn't.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's really good. He does a great job, and he's really interesting. And so he's coming to Power Up and he's doing two sessions. We're really excited to have him.
Yeah.
He seems like a really humble guy and nice, mm-hmm. and lots of expertise. Mm-hmm. So we're excited
mm-hmm.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then our closing keynote speaker is Brendan Hildreth. And you probably have not heard about him, but I heard him speak last fall. And he is an individual who has CP and hearing loss, and he's a self-advocate, and he's working on the Accessible Icon Project, which is a movement to change the wheelchair symbol that's straight and static into more of a moving wheelchair symbol. So it shows, you know, advancement and accessibility. And that's kind of a cool thing that he is working on. And he uses an AAC device. He voices somebody, mostly uses AAC device. And we will have captioning for his session. And we're trying to figure out how to also kind of live stream some of that so that you can get the captioning from a website. You can get a connection and get the real-time captioning to your iPhone, or look it up on your iPhone, iPad, laptop, and you can listen to the captioning if you want. So anyway, that's something we're working on. And so if you all are interested in doing, in, you know, having that link, just let me know. Or when you register for Power Up, you can also put a note in there as well, and Jamie will get that to me. So.
Awesome. And all this is available up on the website, right?
Yeah. What's that?
at.mo.gov.
Yay. Yep, that's right. So the registration link is there, and there will be a small amount of scholarships, and that scholarship application is also on the website. but there is preference given to individuals who have not attended before or not gotten a scholarship before, and also to parents. So just an FYI, in case you apply and don't get it, just so that you know that ahead of time.
Yeah, but that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
So my question is how in the world, with all those interesting sessions and things like that, does a person actually decide what they want to do? I mean,
right? Right.
There's a lot of really interesting sounding things there, that's for sure.
There is a lot. And so the good thing is that as an attendee, we will have uploaded anything that the presenters have given to us as a handout. And so after the conference, you can go look at any handouts and listen to those that you didn't get, and they'll all be in an accessible format. It'll either be the PowerPoint or Word doc or something like that that JAWS can read, and they'll be up on the website.
Terrific. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Good deal. Some presenters, mm-hmm. Yeah, some presenters don't do a handout. So you may want to go to those sessions in person.
Yeah. Well, Brenda, you mentioned last year, of course, we met there at the Adams Mark and everything, and you had the overflow hotel. Because as you said, you weren't expecting the attendance that you got.
Yeah.
And that was really great. And I tell you, just listening to you today, I think it's going to be probably, hopefully, it's going to be one of the best that you've had.
Yeah.
I mean, it really sounds really great and terrific, and with everything you got going on. And Kay actually beat me to the punch, because that was going to be one of my questions. With all the different breakout sessions that you got going on, it's really going to be hard to decide which one to go to. But if you go to one and not able to go to another, so what you're saying is that if I attend one and missed out on another, I can still get the handouts or the information from the website, correct?
That is correct, if the presenter gives us a handout. So if they don't have a PowerPoint or they don't have a handout, usually you'll know that beforehand, because we upload those handouts to our website for attendees like that week or a few days before. But we do get some additional handouts after the conference if a presenter brings it. So yes, yeah, you'll have access to that. And yes, we're very excited. I'm glad to hear you guys that it sounds exciting to you all too. And the nice thing too about Columbia is the Overflow Hotel is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
So individuals do not have to catch a ride. You can just walk across the street.
You know, last year I went to Power Up, and one of the things that I really enjoyed with Power Up, I honestly, I have to tell you, I didn't go to one single session because we were there to man our table and stuff, but I enjoyed the networking. Being able to go and meet people from different organizations or you know, entities that you normally would never run across. And it's just a great time for people to get together, network, and maybe find out how that your organization and theirs maybe could work collaboratively together, or just things like that. And I think that part in itself is worth it.
Yeah. I agree, and I'm so glad that you said that, because that's the key reason why we want to do it in person and not just do virtual.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the feedback we've gotten. So, yeah, we're excited that it'll be in person.
Brenda, you mentioned the scholarships. So someone, you know, from our community, someone who's blind, visually impaired, deafblind, is there any one of those scholarships that they should apply for, or can they apply for any one of the scholarships?
That's a great question. So it's the same form. So you just, I was trying to look at where it was on our website, but it is on our website. Let's see. It's under the general information tab on the conference page of the website. So that is at.mo.gov/power-up-conference/. And then you go to the 2023 general information tab. and it's okay. towards the top of the page.
Okay. All right. Kate, you got any last questions before we close?
You know, you said I stole your question. Well, you've been busily stealing all my questions. And honestly, I think, you know, things have been really well explained. And right now I can't think of anything. And I've just been really enjoying this interview.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys know how much I love MCB. So honored to be on here and love talking to you all. And it's a blast. We love Missouri Assistive Technology, loves working with y'all.
Yep. Yep. Well, Brenda, you continue to be in our thoughts and our prayers. We're glad to hear that you're doing well. And yes. We want to certainly wish you the very best. And we're going to encourage many of our members to, if they've never been to Power Up, I mean, you really need to go. Like Kay mentioned last year, you said, Kay, that was your first time attending Power Up?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And yeah. I agree with you, Kay. The networking, we went around to the different vendors, got to visit with them, and is really great. So again, yes. Brenda, thank you so much for being our very special guest here today on Meet the People of MCB.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, you can have them call me, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you right back here next time.